5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, go, go.
Welcome to Jibber Jabber.
Fighting off all the shit.
Raw and unfiltered, covering the hottest headlines.
I'm in my zone.
Music.
You know I'm undefeated.
Video games.
Mission accomplished.
Social media.
Do it for the gram.
And sports.
For free.
It's Jibber Jabber with Jason and Jason.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to another episode, which is episode 2.
Number two
of Jibber Jabber. First off, I want to say, I know I hate the intro song too, but you got to do what you got to do to get freebies. And baby, listen, I'm not DJ Khaled. You know, hey, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Hey, you know what, Jay?
What's that?
It's free for right now. So when we get a better one, we'll put it out there.
Hell yeah. And the fact of the matter is, okay. And that's another thing. I'm vain. I'm a vain motherfucker. I re-listened. And Jay, after what I said, fact of the matter, it's taking over, huh?
That's a new drinking game. Every time you say fact of the matter, they got to take a shot.
Every time I say something stupid, swear to God, that last podcast, I could have been a fucking politician the way I deflected those questions, bro.
Yeah, I don't think you answered one of my questions.
I ducked and dodged and dodged, bro, but like, you know what the thing is? The best part about it is, who cares?
Yeah.
You know? Me. All right, so first of all, I want to say something real freaking quick. We were supposed to drop this episode yesterday, but Daddy had a case of diarrhea. And when you're riding the porcelain monster, you ain't riding the podcast train. So had to kind of hang tight, which is a part of getting used to this fucking podcast. I'll tell you that much.
That would have made it awkward, let me tell you.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm just glad to be here along with everyone else. Woo! And that's me working on a soundboard, whatever, dude.
Wait, that's at the live audience right now.
Yeah, it is, man. Anyways, I hope you guys had a good weekend. I know I did. I did nothing. Jay, how was yours?
Oh, I did absolutely nothing. So it was great.
Oof, I love that. I love when you talk about that. But no, we're really happy. I got pretty decent feedback from the first one, which is like really hard to expect anything. I mean, I'm surprised we got as many listens as we did, considering that your boy just rambles. But no, it was cool. And if I didn't get feedback, I figured I didn't get feedback from any of those motherfuckers that are just like haters.
Haters.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's all good, dude. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit if you listen or not, but I do, because me and my girl want to get out of a one-bedroom 655. Oh. No, but this day and age and this, that we're running this shit is it's a little hard to navigate. And I want to say something first off the bat. Some of the references that I did bring up, yeah, they're from other podcasts that I listen to, because I believe, and I strictly believe this hardly, is like, you emulate who you idolize. And these guys are all guys that I do idolize. Andrew Schultz, History Hyenas, Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, Bad Friends podcast. All these podcasts are what I listen to on the regular. So it's hard to not, kind of deliver. But can I say this? Let me talk to you about something. And I just heard this on Andrew Schultz's podcast today. They were talking about Jack Harlow, which, Jay, I've been talking about Jack Harlow since
years.
Yeah, since he came about, and
it's been a while since you dropped that name. I was like, who's that?
Yeah. And the next thing you know, like, what's poppin'? Brand new whip just hopped in. And I was like, yeah. But like,
yeah, that's cute.
It's cute. It's fucking really cute. I mean, it's so cute. I'll let it sit in my lap for a couple hours and I'll stroke it like a fucking dog. But then once it starts to growl, get the fuck off me. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I know. And like, thing of the matter is, I talk to my girlfriend a lot about shit that I like say. And then like big time comedians would come out with it later and it's like, oh, I'm in the, that must be the live audience as well with DJ. You have to go. Hey,
don't worry about where I'm at.
It's all good.
To make it happen.
Yeah, let's do what we gotta do. It's a little distracting, but you know what? At the same time, that's kind of what this
pain right now.
That's kind of what this podcast is all about. You can go ahead and mute it while I do my little spiel.
I know.
Anyhow, no. So it's like I have a quick movie review to do, if I may.
Oh, which movie did you see?
Well, I mean, it's a little late, but that's kind of how I do things. The King of Staten Island.
Oh yeah, how was it? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you know. You understand why Pete Davidson was threatening to off himself. I'll tell you that much. No, but I think it's a really, like, I mean, cute movie. It's really good. But it's like one of those Judd Apatow movies. You know, you're going to be a little touched. You know what I mean? Just like my old alma mater, Mary Star, if you want a good education, you're going to get a little touched. And
oh, shit.
Just kidding. I want to make that real clear. None of Mary Star has ever had those alleged or any of that. This is a fucking joke. But I'll tell you this much. My biology teacher did end up fucking running away with some gal that was a couple years younger than me. Me and my friends, you know, dirt balls, called her Cookie Monster because she has like eyes that would wiggle all around. You know what I mean? Like cookie. And,
dude, I feel like that happens at every school, though. There's always a story about a teacher who's going out with a student or something.
Yeah.
Every school has that. It's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the one thing that happened. And it's still pretty fucking funny, though, because it's just like, yeah, well, I mean, he didn't seem like a guy that wouldn't try to chase snatch wherever he got the chance, you know what I mean? You just gotta kind of, when you're the king of the jungle, yeah, kind of just do it, baby.
Oh man, you're really
wow! What's that soundboard, dude?
really
working on it, dude. Anyhow,
that's a real clap. That's a real clap right there.
Thank you very much. Can we just go to my friends that are in the crowd? Yeah, there we go. Anyhow. Other than that, there's something else I want to talk to you about because I make videos that are jokes all the time. And I love doing it because it's like, people are like, oh, well, that's offensive. It's like, well, what the fuck did you think I did it for? I got enough love in my life. You know what I mean? My mom's super religious. My mom's name's Delight, bro. How can you like hate your life if your name's Delight? I got enough love. So I don't need y'all's shit. I don't give a fuck if y'all's, oh, you're... Who cares? I don't give a shit. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, trying to cut that ding. Down in half. I'm trying. No, but really, is that I've got a lot of requests to do TikTok. And it's like, no, I'm 32. Believe me, I know the clock's ticking. But people still ask me to do it. And it's like, listen, I'm not going to do your talentless TikTok videos. It's really for people that are
That's what Instagram is for.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I come up with shit that's so fucking goofy. And then people are like, they want to either take it serious or they want to act like they're so above it to laugh underneath it. It's like, shut up, dude. Yeah. You know it's funny. Like, you know it's funny. Just laugh. Who cares? But what I really enjoy is strictly the fact that people are doing these TikTok videos acting like they're accomplishing so much. It's like, listen, dude, I see 40 to 60-year-old women and men doing that shit, and they don't look like they're playing with the full fucking deck. And when they're not playing with the full deck, I'm assuming you ain't playing the game right. So if they're able to establish and get post reposted, I don't know. I just think it's dumb. I think it's something that I don't need to do. But if I need to do it to get more people to fucking, you know, jump on my stuff, well, then, hey.
And we're
Yo,
back.
What up, Jay? We're back. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, and let me tell you, I am not the proprietor of this problem, although you guys can blame it on me if you want.
It's wonderful.
So when you were hearing Jay Chuck out of the grocery store, I mean, we just want to keep it real. We're here for the people.
Right, hey, here. People got to shop sometimes.
Hey, people got to shop. And, you know, tops got to drop and cocks got to get popped. Yeah. Anyhow, I was in the middle of saying that how pretty much anyone that's doing these TikTok videos are pretty talentless and you need to figure it out. But if you don't figure it out, it's all good. Come over here and we'll show you how to do it. That's a little cause for concern if you want to come over here and learn anything, but not a big deal. Jay, I'm assuming we have a couple things to talk about. I mean, you tell me.
Yeah, so you're a big Dodgers guy. We've established that in the first podcast. So,
yeah.
Do you remember Andrew Tolles? Dodgers outfielder Andrew Tolles?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So he was found sleeping behind a Florida airport, refused to leave, got arrested. Apparently he's homeless now. Like, how the hell does that happen?
You know how that happens? Well, Andrew Tolles was a great athlete, great player. Loved having him on the Dodgers. I almost said Dodgers. I almost went full heritage with it, bro. No, but he was a good athlete, and you know, he had really high expectations, and it was really his own choice of how high he wanted to go. Great hitter, came in, he was a great utility player, someone to put in the outfield. But let me tell you, I like to consider some like of these athletes in the same realm as like almost like child actors. Like in the sense that like the child actors are getting so like mentally fucked with. You know what I mean? And like
at a young age.
Yeah, and having to act like an adult when you're younger, like Macaulay Culkin and shit. Which, let me tell you, if him and I were home alone, woo-wee! But I'm just saying, like, it's like these young athletes and all these athletes that come up, it's like it's such a high pressure on you. If, like, you don't have the right discipline and the right coaching to make it more, like, make it seem like it's like something that's enjoyable rather than something that's like supposed to be your profession eventually, then I feel like a lot of them get fucked or they go through scrutiny and they can't take it, like because something in their background like doesn't let them to take criticism well or something. And like when you're playing the MLB, especially when you're playing from the Dodgers for the last past 10 years, you're going through the highest of scrutinies. And just like if you were to play for New York or any of that stuff, it's like I kind of foresaw when I heard that like he was having issues that this was going to happen. Now, did I think that he was going to be, you know, sleeping under an underpass? No. But I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. If you befriended him at the soup kitchen aisle or the line, and you cut it up with him, you're warm. You're warm. So, yeah, it's fucked up.
Hey,
But
he'll be the best player on the homeless softball team. That's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you this much: be in the loony bin. He'll be definitely the DH. He'll be you know what I mean? that's a sad ass story. And I have a lot of my friends posting stuff about it. And they, you know, it's like, what can we do, man? The guy doesn't want to follow his dreams. Don't let him. He wants to live under a fucking underpass and he wants to run like he's Jason Bourne. Let him run. I mean, it's all good, dude. Anyways, what else you got?
All right, so how old were you when you first learned to drive a car?
32. No.
You're still learning.
I went a little bit later. I learned a little bit younger, but I, like, didn't get official. So I'd say, like, about 16, 17, the average finger-banging stage.
So there's a five-year-old boy who was stopped on the highway because this cop pulled over this car because it was swerving. It looked like it was like a drunk driver. So a cop pulls over this car. It's a five-year-old boy that basically got in a fight with his mom because she wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini. So he decided that he was going to take the car and drive to California and buy a Lamborghini. So basically he told his mom to fuck off and he's leaving at 5 years old.
Can I say this real quick? And this is not a deflection, but I know I can't say the R word, but we don't need any more Riri's in California. So kid, you're ambitious. I get it. But you know, you should work on those Legos a little bit more. Or how about writing and reading? I mean, kid, you're trying to get to California, trying to take my podcast over, ABCs. Dude. I mean, that's the last thing I need. No, but for real, first of all, this kid must be fucking, you know, Jimmy Neutron. Because what is he? I met a lot of five-year-olds, and let me tell you, they smell like shit, they act like shit, and they're dumb as shit. And I give it to him. I mean, honestly, I give this kid a fucking 10 out of 10 for giving it all he got. And that mom, figure it out, lady. You're one of those. You're a wolf. We don't want to fucking hear it.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, I mean, if I have to do anything to make you feel any better, lady, hey, I'm probably not going to have kids because I don't want them to fucking drive my car. You know what I mean?
It's dumb. Until you, fuck you, dad, I'm leaving.
Yeah, fuck you, dad, I'm leaving. And this is like, all right, go ahead, you little fuck. I mean, I should have went out for package smokes a long time ago. Didn't. All good, though. What else is next, dude? All
right, so some lady went to Yellowstone National Park. Well, let me rephrase that. Some 75-year-old lady went to Yellowstone National.
Some old hag. Let's all get some old hag.
So she decided that she wanted to take a picture of a bison. So, you know, like there's signs all over saying stay this far away, otherwise it's dangerous. So this bitch decides to go 10 feet to take a fucking selfie with this bison, and this thing mauled her to death.
Mauled her to death.
Yeah, like it just rammed right at her. That was it. Lights out.
Fucking, I saw grandma fucking underneath the bison paws. No, I mean, like, I mean, what are you doing, grandma? Wasn't seeing the Holocaust enough for you?
She must have an old ass phone that doesn't have Zoom.
She must have.
You know, it's probably one of those flip phones where you can barely see it in the screen, so she has to get really close so she can see what she's taking a picture of. Next thing you know, the thing's charging.
I'm not gonna accept this behavior of your talkage of elderly women. We all know it's her joints. Don't make excuses. We all know it's her joints, baby. They can't run. It's all good. That's it's all like good, that. Dude. But I'll tell you this: but if I see an old granny like next to a bison, I'm gonna be like, "That was a bad whistle." Anyhow, I was looking more for like, that was even a worse whistle. But it's all good, dude. I have dry lips at this point. No, but
okay.
Yeah, what else is next, dude?
Okay. So, some kids at Little Caesars thought it would be funny to put a swastika and pepperonis on a pizza and give it to a customer. Now Little Caesars is getting sued for an insensitive joke.
Oh, yeah? Like calling Greeks gods or Greeks like Caesar little isn't that big of a deal to Greek people? I mean, what are you talking about, dude? That shit's so goofy.
Apparently,
the name's Little Caesar. Let those guys have them little fucking problems. No, that shit's fucked up. I will say that, but like, what, little sleazies? Yeah.
Those are two guys who were just bored of work and like, hey, you know what'd be funny? Let's put a fucking swastika on a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like, all right, dude, that's not even that good of a joke, you moron. I would rather put like, behind you on the pizza so they look behind you when they open the fucking box or something, right? That's more creative. You're gonna do the time. Yeah, or put like a big old dick on there. That's even more funny.
That would be
but
better.
You know what, then I don't want people like kidding. Never mind. Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty funny. But like I said, like you guys are wasting your time. And let me guess, where was this in the Midwest?
Well, anybody that goes to Little Caesars, okay, first of all, that's like the bottom rung pizza place.
Yeah.
It's like, if you can scrape up $5, you go to Little Caesars to get some of their cardboard with sauce on it.
Well, I mean, the fucking slogan is like reaching out to people that can say two words, and those two words are pizza, pizza.
That's the clientele.
That's pretty fucking simple.
That's the clientele, and that's the people that work there.
The dynamic of your crew right there is pretty fucking bland if you're saying, hey, pizza, pizza. I mean, it is what it is. Is that good? Are we crying? Are we happy? Very little. I'm working that soundboard, baby.
Really trying it out today.
Really getting it out there, guy. Oh, what else you got, Jay?
All right, so there's a chef. Okay, I'm using the term chef loosely here. In Japan that decided to make hamburgers in the shape of the coronavirus molecule. So you can go and get a coronavirus burger from this restaurant.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, what, they run out of bonsai trees and sushi, dude? I mean, like, what are you doing? You want controversy?
It's literally green, too.
Last time they wanted controversy, I remember the boys turned up in the microwave. I'm kidding! I'm joking, it's a joke. But, I don't know, man, that's pretty dumb on their part. I mean... What are you going to do that for? Do you want more attention to you? What, the fucking tsunami that wiped your whole, like, nuclear plant out and fucking causing us to be able to eat fucking local sushi is the only thing we got to do? Or, like, you need more attention on you? What?
I feel like people that do this kind of shit is just literally for attention. Like, this, like, no one can think that, hey, you know what's a great idea? Let's make a Corona burger. That's really gonna kill it.
Literally. World peace, bro. I don't know, like anything else other than and besides, who's going to fucking Japan for burgers? Like, I mean, if you're going to Japan for burgers,
my point exactly,
dude. Literally, and this is not a fucking. I'm not trying to be insensitive, and I'm not trying to sound like a dick, but literally, Godzilla doesn't stop off at Japan for burgers when he's fucking going through the water, dude. He's like, fuck this shit. Their shit broke down. And every time I walk out, they run. Godzilla lives matter, bro. And sooner that we get that to our heads, the sooner that we're able to move on with the society. No, but yeah, I mean, what are you doing, Japan? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, all right, cool. You have a fucking a Corona burger that no one's going to buy. Listen, Corona has enough burgers in their own little town alone that no one's buying because no one goes there. And it's called Corona, California. It's a shithole already. I mean, armpit. If I'm being honest, like, who cares about Corona anymore? Even the Corona, the beer. Who cares? See ya. Did I deflect or did I answer? Who knows? What's next?
All right. So, during the quarantine in Colombia, apparently people are really bored there to the point where all the sex toy stores are all sold out. They have no more products on the shelf because everyone's going stocking up for the
quarantine. That's kind of funny because it's just like, hey, Pedro, where you go? I just went down to the liquor store. Well, what's that vibrating in your butt? Nothing. It's my cell phone. Like, what the fuck? Like, that means they're like, guys are buying dildos and shit too.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what, though? I mean, if you told me Colombia wasn't a bunch of freaks, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, what do you think over there? They're fucking everyone. I mean, part of the reason why I want to go there on my honeymoon. Just kidding, bud. But I get it. Like, some of those women are still recovering from, like, the our country's built off of coke stages. So, like,
yeah, no, for real.
Yeah, so, like, all these guys are coming down from the most extreme cocaine, and they want to put a couple things in their butts. I mean, are they stepping on guys' neck or kneeling on guys' necks? And no, they're simply fucking slurping it up and shooting them down, baby. And that's just the way it goes. I'm working on it, babe. All right, you got anything else?
Okay, so on a more serious note, not the one I get serious here, but apparently Trump has been getting intel since February saying that the Russian soldiers have put hits out on our soldiers.
Yeah, what did you get that intel from? Like, fucking 1965? Back.
I know, like, this is not new news.
What are you talking about, guy? Like, Russian, just because you're going to have one meet and greet with fucking Putin, you think, like, he's, like, your boy now? Dude, you got fake fucking orange hair, and you can't... Cool. Putin, they're out to get us, bro. Believe me how I know. I get fucking fake Russian bots on my Instagram asking me to, if I want free sex, hit them up.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I'm like, trust me, I've called every number and I get denied every time. So I know it's fake.
I know. It's got
to
be fake.
It's got to be fake. I'm drinking another beer, but it has to be fake. No, but are we really relying on what that motherfucker knows anymore?
I don't know who would be. At this point, he just... It's turning into, like, a really bad reality show.
It's not even turning into, like, okay, I live right here in downtown. All I can hear is, I don't know if you can hear them in the background, but they're sirens. And you know where they're going? Who knows? Who cares anymore? Because fact of the matter is, like, this shit's all just fucking distraction. Distraction. I mean, from what I... All right, these are reports that I read, and I'm fucking a moron. So it's not like any of my facts are real. Yours are. Mine aren't. But it's like most of these people that are going to these rallies now are just a fucking bunch of hired fucking guns kind of people. Like, built to disrupt shit. So it's like, didn't you guys ever fucking read a book? You know what I mean? Like, Divide and Conquer? That's what, like, fucking every nation tries to do to a nation to, like, get their fucking land. And, I mean, we went from, like, people fucking crying about, like, not having their freedoms taken. It's like, hey, dude, open a history book. You want to know a bunch of dudes that lost their freedom so we can have Chipotle delivered to us? You know what I mean? So we can have fucking, you know, we can make Chipotle crunch wraps at home while this white dude fucking does this explanatory fucking bullshit. You know what why we can do that? Because a bunch of boys that were 18 to whatever the fuck got drafted against their will, which is quite the opposite of freedom, right? And they went to a beach where, hey, there was no suntan lotion. There was no fucking poolside service or any of that shit. It was called Normandy.
Bullets.
Bullets and a bunch of mean Germans that were, hey, secretly gay dudes. Hey, shoot him like that. Oh, he's right there. That's gay, dude. But we had to storm that beach, and if we didn't, motherfuckers, we'd be walking around a lot of Speedos on fucking Paseo, fucking walking on in Speedos, acting like a bunch of fucking, you know what I mean? And walking down. So we gotta fucking appreciate what we got, dude. I mean, we lost our freedom because we gotta stay in the house and play fucking Xbox and watch Pornhub on the reg. Dude, how many of you guys have gotten a free pass from your girlfriend to go masturbate in the bathroom? No, they get it now. So shut the fuck up.
Like, okay. I mean, you have no free time because I'm here all the time. So
hey, babe, I'm gonna go take a 30-minute shower, though. Even though every day I take a 5-minute shower. You know what I mean? It makes sense. We're all good. We're grown adults here. We can talk about it. Jay, you got anything else?
That's all I got this week.
Well, I think it's a lot. First of all, guys, I want you to guys understand. We do this podcast strictly because we're just trying to make you guys laugh. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. You might hear shit that sounds similar to other podcasts or whatever, but that's not my intention. That's not my intention to steal or pirate off of anyone's shit. I'm simply a fan just like you guys are. And I hope one day you guys can eventually be a fan of us. And, you know, we can kind of change it up for you guys in a little different of a way. I know listening to me is hard enough for 5 minutes on my Instagram videos and shit, but this is pretty cool to have you guys actually tune in, and I really appreciate it. Jay, why don't you just send us out?
Hey, and don't take your guys don't take yourselves too seriously. You know, these are jokes. Just at the end of the day, just remember that. And you know, while you're out there on your phone scrolling, make sure you go follow. What the fuck am I saying? Go follow the Jibber Jabber Podcast _ on Instagram.
That's Jibber Jabber. Wait, everyone heard. That's Jibber Jabber Podcast _ on Instagram. Guys, if you guys have any questions, and if you are the next DJ Khaled and you want to make us a song, we're cool with that. Anyways, guys, we're going to be
Go ahead. Real quick, one more thing. Make sure when you go on the Apple Podcast, you give us the 5 stars, you review, you know, that really helps us know what you guys want to talk about.
Dude, and look, the fact of the matter Sorry. That's a fact of the matter.
Oh, no, that's it. Go ahead.
For real, you guys think that, like, it really is appreciated if you guys did any of that shit. But if you guys don't do any of that shit, it's all good, too. You know, we don't really give a fuck. You know, all that matters is that you have your girlfriend send in her full nude. No, really, guys, it's appreciated, and thank you very much. This is Jibber Jabber. We'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.